This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. At least five elk died in Montana after eating needles from Japanese yew trees, Y-E-W, a popular ornamental landscaping plant that is non-native and lethally toxic to animals. Elk have been dying after eating yew tree needles near Missoula, Montana, Field & Stream reported. Idaho Fish and Game Public Information Supervisor Roger Phillips said, "A mouthful of yew needles are enough to kill an adult elk. Animals pretty much just tip over dead when they eat them," he said. Japanese yew is equally deadly to other wildlife species, such as pronghorn, and to livestock and pets. In January 2017, Japanese yew caused one of the worst wildlife disasters in Idaho's history. A herd of 50 hungry pronghorn crossed the frozen Snake River from Oregon into Idaho. They found and started gobbling Japanese yew tree needles, dropping dead on the spot. And there have been cases of people sickened or dying after accidentally ingesting Japanese yew. Although the plant might be a tempting option for landscaping in the cold, arid West, horticulturist Shane Smith warns against the plant while recognizing that people are using Japanese yew trees because the plants are relatively drought-tolerant and can thrive in shady areas. However, because of the danger to wildlife and pets, people should be mindful about where they plant it, he says. Those who plant Japanese yew should keep it fenced in, out of the reach of animals. Retired Wyoming Game and Fish wildlife biologist Rich Genzel said that Japanese yew occasionally kills wildlife in Wyoming. He recalled a rash of pronghorn deaths in the Cheyenne area during one particularly dry year when the animals ate Japanese yew when trying to find alternative food sources. On Saturday, March 28th, nationwide, there will be a No Kings protest, and everyone is invited and encouraged to attend. Numerous organizations representing diverse viewpoints, freedom of speech and freedom of the press, constitutionality, and more are helping to organize. In Bozeman, the No Kings protest is Saturday, March 28th, noon to 1 p.m., along Main Street. People are encouraged to get information ahead of time about how to participate, what their rights are as citizens in a public protest, and more, online at nokings.org. People can register online at mobilize.us/nokings if they like, but there's no requirement to register. People are encouraged to recruit others to the protest and to make signs, come to the protests with circles of friends, share videos and photos and experiences on social media, and then continue the conversation about a free and democratic society after the protest. In preparation for the No Kings March on Saturday the 28th, people can educate themselves about how to prepare for the protest, including digital security, your rights as a protester, how to de-escalate and stay safe, and how to reduce risks and enjoy the march when protesting. The No Kings protest in Bozeman is noon to 1, lining Main Street from Grand, near the Gallatin County Courthouse, to Broadway, near the Bozeman Public Library. People are encouraged to plan where they'll meet up with friends and supporters, to figure out how they'll get there, and where they plan to position themselves, also to coordinate what they'll bring with them. Organizers encourage participants in the No Kings March to find a spot on Main Street and spread out and stretch as far as possible. Organizers ask that participants remember that this is a nonviolent, legal action protest. Not to block streets or parking spaces, not to block business entrances, to make sure that pedestrians can pass, and to try to de-escalate any heated interactions. That's the No Kings protest on Saturday, March 28th in downtown Bozeman and all across Montana. The event in Bozeman starts at noon and goes till 1 all along Main Street from Grand at the Gallatin County Courthouse to Broadway and the Bozeman Public Library. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.